Bats left-handed. Merrill Hogue on deck. Leeson on the mound, winding up. Here's the initial pitch to Dickey. Ground ball down the first baseline. Took a bad hop, but Collins grabbed it. Races into the bag, making the put out unassisted. That's two down. Two away. And Merrill Hogue is up, playing in left field this afternoon due to the fact that Selkirk wrenched his side or shoulder there and was not any too well. So Hogue is out in left field for the Yanks this afternoon. He bats right-handed. There's the pitch, and it's strike one called. Hogue has been in the series once, appearing as a pinch hitter for Gomez in the second game over at St. Louis, and he got on that time, but not on a hit. He got on the fielder's choice and eventually scored. Here's the next pitch, foul ball to the left of the plate, making the count read two strikes. Two strikes is the count. With two down, nobody on. That's the last half of the second inning. Score nothing to nothing. Lee comes in on the mound again after getting a new ball that was just tossed into him by umpire Cal Hubbard. Starts his windup for the next pitch to Hogue. Here it is, and a ground ball going down to short. Georges takes it on the hop. There's a throw. It's in the dirt, and the ball got away from Collins. An error for Georges on that throw. A low one in the dirt. That's an error for Georges. That brings up Gordon, Joe Gordon, the Yankees' second baseman. Two down, Hogue on first base. Gordon batting with Ruffing on deck. Lee steps in on the mound to get his signal for the pitch. There's a throw to first base, but Hogue is back to the bag. Falls back into Lee, steps in on the mound again. Getting set for the next pitch. Here it comes. Strike one called on Gordon. Fast one on the inside corner. One strike with two away. Hogue on first base. The result of a bad throw by Georges after fielding his ground. He threw the ball in the dirt. Up goes the arms. He's all set for the next pitch. Here it is. Ball a little bit low. One and one. One ball, one strike. Gordon batting. Charlie Ruffing on deck. That's the last half of the second inning. Lee steps in on the mound. Still have Hogue over on first base. Up goes the arm again. Glances over at first, getting set. Hogue looks like he's getting ready to start down. Here's the pitch, and Gordon swung at it. Strike two. We thought Hogue was going to go down on that one, but he didn't. Just faked like he was going to start out. Two strikes, one ball. Gordon stepped out of the batter's box for the moment. He's back in there. This is the last half of the second inning. Lee's in on the mound. Getting a signal now from Ken O'Day. Two strikes, one ball. Here's the pitch. And he starts down. And it's a drive going out to left field for a hit. And here he comes around to third base. Gordon singles between Hack and Georges, putting Hogue on third. Third. That brings number six for Joe Gordon, 13 for the Yanks. Up to and including yesterday's game, his average in the series was .417. Charlie Ruffing batting. Ruffing has been up three times in the series without any hits. He bats right-handed with Crossetti on deck. Lee steps in on the mound, getting set for the pitch. Here it is. Strike one, call. One strike on Ruffing. Runners on first and third and two down. Hogue is on third base. Gordon on first base. Two away. Lee steps in on the mound again. Gets his signal. Here's the pitch. And there goes a drive. Going out to right field for a hit. Here's a run coming in. And Gordon moves around to third. Ruffing single to right. Scoring Hogue. Putting Gordon on third. And Crossetti is up. That puts the Yanks off in the lead here by a score of 1-0. This is an unearned run due to Georges' wild throw there to first base on that ground ball by Hogue. That should have been the third out. Crossetti batting, second appearance. Crossetti struck out in the first inning. Gordon on third, Ruffing on first base. Crossetti batting, Redroff on deck. Leaves it on the mound, up goes the arm, getting set. Here's the pitch, and it's strike one called. One strike on Frank Crossetti. Charlie Ruffing on first base, Joe Gordon on third. The last half of the second inning. Lee steps in on the mound. Here's the pitch. Ball low, one and one. One ball and one strike. One and one. Steps in on the mound again to get his signal from O'Day. One ball and one strike. Here's the next pitch. Foul ball. Coming back into the stands. The upper tier to the right of the plate. There's now two strikes and one ball. Two strikes, one ball. A new one is tossed in to Bill Lee. Still have runners on first and third. And two down. Up goes the arm now. Getting a signal from O'Day. All set for the delivery. Here's the pitch. And there goes the drive going out to right field. And the ball gets away from Demery. He misjudged it, let it get away. One run is in. Here comes Ruffing coming in. And it's three bases for Crosetti. Crosetti gets a triple out to left field, scoring Gordon and Ruffing. And Red Roth is up. It was a triple for Crosetti. Runner on third. That's three runs in for the Yanks here in the last half of the second inning. And Roth is up. Three unearned runs. Waiting on Red Roth to get out to the plate. There he comes now, strolling out with a couple of war clubs. A couple pitchers have started warming up for the Cubs. But Roth had a single on his other trip to the plate in the first inning. Crosetti on third. Red Roth batting. Here's the pitch, and it's high, ball one. One ball is the count. Lee steps in on the mound. He got his signal again. Goes into his windup. Here's the pitch. Ball two. It was high. Henrich on deck. Been two hits, three hits, and an error so far here in the second inning. Two balls and no strikes. And here's the next pitch. A ground ball going down to Billy Herman. He's out at first. Herman to Collins for the third out. Retiring the side. The results are in the last half of the second inning show three runs, three hits, and one error, which was charged up to Jurgis.
You just can't let up on a ball club like those Yankees. It's remarkable the way they are able to take advantage of breaks which occur in a ball game. Two men were out that inning before they started their act. Berg went out to Hack, Dickey went out to Collins, unassisted. And then Hoag first grounder to Jurgis in deep short. Jurgis hurt his throw. It was low. And Collins was unable to field it well, dropping the ball. And Hoag went error. The error being charged up to Jurgis. And then the Yanks went into action. Gordon, who is one of the shining lights of this series, came up to the plate for 13th time in the games played and got his sixth hit, keeping the Yankees' budding rally alive. And then Red Ruffing, who is one of the best hitting pitchers right, sending Hoag home the first run of the inning for the Yankees. And then Frankie Crosetti came up and clouded that hard triple down the left field foul line, which Demery almost got his hands on but couldn't hold. And now as we go into the first half of the third inning, the Yankees are leading the Cubs 3-0.
Bill Jurgis, first man up for Chicago here in the first half of the third, to be followed by Bill Lee and then Stan Hack. Jurgis bats right-handed. Ruffing's in on the mound, getting set, starts his windup. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball going into the stands to the right of the plate, up against the roof, bouncing back down on the playing field. Jurgis has had one hit so far in the series. This is his 10th appearance at the plate. New ball tossed in. Ruffing rubs it up a little bit, strolls in on the mound. One strike is a count. This is the first half, the third. The Yanks leading 3-0. Ruffing starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Ball low, 1-1. One ball and one strike. 1-1, the first half of the third inning with Bill Jurgis batting. Chicago shortstop. Goes into his windup for the next pitch to Jurgis. Here it comes. Strike call. Fast one on the outside corner. Out at first. Roughing to Garrett. Shouldn't have scored against him there. Bill Ruffing's in on the mound. Goes into his one strike on Bill Lee. With Stanton wind up again. Here's the next pitch. Lee's third appearance to play. Yes, Lee. Two strikes. Here's the next pitch. Wide ball. Two strikes, one ball. With one man down, nobody on. The first half of the third. Ruffing walks over to... Comes back in on the mound. Comes back in on the mound. He got his ball. From Dick, brings up Stan Hack. Ruffin has only allowed one hit, so play. Here's the pitch. Foul ball down on the left field line. He's away, nobody on. Start. There goes a drive out to left field. He's on first base with him. Hack two down. That brings up Bill second. Cubs have two hits, and both of them go to the credit of Stan Hack. Number eight for Hack in the series. Foul ball up into the stands. The upper tier to the left of our CBS booth. And one of the fans made one of those sensational one-handed stabs. Ruffing, that one just barely tipped the ball. Third inning, there's two down. Yep. Ruffing is rubbing that line. Ruffing is rubbing that signal. Passes over to first base, then takes his stretch. The upper tier, the left of the plate, and it's Herman. On Herman. New ball of it. Accepts it on the mound. Takes his stretch. Putting Hack down on second. Runners on first and second. And Phil Cavaretta is up. Phil Cavaretta batting. A left-handed hitter. Marty on deck. Umpire Moran was looking the ball over, pronounced it okay. He's umpiring at first base, tosses it in to Ruffing, steps in on the mound, Cavaretta batting. The left-handed hitter, all set up for the pitch, here it is. Strike one, call. One strike. One strike on Cavaretta. Runners on first and second. Hack down on second. Billy Herman on first base. Here's the next pitch, and it's a pop fly going out to second base. Gordon is under it, and he takes it for the third out, retiring the side. The results there in the first half of the third inning show no runs, two hits, and no error.
The Cubs had a scoring chance then with two men out and two men on base, but they were unable to do much about it. In contrast to the Yankees, who came through with three runs after two men were out. Among the spectators out here this afternoon, we spotted down in the boxes in the lower tier of the grandstand is Jack Dempsey, former world's heavyweight champion. Before the game, Jack visited both the Cub and Yankee dugouts, and while over in the Yankee dugout, he posed with manager Joe McCarthy of the Yankees for photographers. McCarthy was holding Al Schacht, the clown prince of baseball, holding Schacht's big mitt. It's an enormous thing. It's a monstrous thing, as a matter of fact. And Dempsey uncorked that powerful right arm of his and pounded into the mitt while the cameras clicked. And now here we go into the last half of the third inning. The Yankees at bat, and the Yankees leading 3-0.
Tom Henrich is the first man up for the Yanks here in the last half of the third, to be followed by Joe DiMaggio and Lou Gehrig. Bill Lee starts his windup. Here's the first pitch. It's a ground ball going down to Collins. Collins races over to the bag, making the put out unassisted. Henrich grounded out to Collins on the first pitch unassisted. That's twice that Henrich has been up there. Both times he's grounded out to Collins. Joe DiMaggio is up. The Yankee center fielder bats right-handed. DiMaggio struck out in the first inning. Lou Gehrig on deck. Lee steps in on the mound, goes into his windup. There's the pitch, and it's strike one called. Curveball on the outside corner. One strike, one man down. This is the last half of the third. Yanks leading by a score of 3-0. Lee starts his windup, and here's the next pitch. Strike two. He swung at that one. He tried to stop his swing, but he'd gone too far. A low curve. Strikes on Joe DiMaggio. Lee steps in there to get his signal again from O'Day. Goes into his windup for the next pitch. And it's a roller. going down the third baseline, and they're letting it roll, and it finally rolled foul. It looked like DiMaggio had that one beat out for an infield hit. There was no chance to make a play, so Stan Hack let the ball roll until it just barely got out of sight, and then he pounced on it in a hurry. Two strikes, Joe DiMaggio batting. With one man down, nobody on. It's the last half of the third inning, with the Yankees leading by a score of 3-0, putting over three runs in the second. DiMaggio steps back into the batter's box, leaves it on the mound, getting a signal from O'Day. In the last half of the third, starts his windup. Here it comes, and it's outside and low. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Joe DiMaggio batting. Lou Gehrig on deck. In the last half of the third, Lee comes in on the mound. He got his signal. Stands there for a moment, then starts his windup for the pitch. Two strikes, one ball. Here it is, and there goes a high fly going out to left field. Demery going way back left center, and he makes the catch for the out. Way out in deep left center, just in front of us, a sign that says 415 feet. That's two down, and that brings up Gary. Lou Gehrig is up. Yankee first baseman. A left-handed hitter. Umpire Hubbard looked the ball over, pronounced it unfit for further competition, and tossed it out. A new one is tossed into play. Lou Gehrig batting. Gehrig fouled out to Hack on his other appearance at the plate. That was in the second inning. Lee starts his windup. Here's the pitch. Strike one called. Gehrig watched the first one go by for a call strike. Two down, nobody on. Last half of the third. Steps in on the mound again. Starts the old windup for the next pitch. Here it is. And a ground ball going out to right. And Herman makes a nice stop. Out at first. Herman to Collins for the third out. Retiring the side. A nice play by Billy Herman. The results there in the last half of the third show no runs, no hits, and no errors.
Billy Herman's play on that ball was very nice indeed. He took the grounder, which Gehrig hit, past the grass at the edge of the outfield, and then threw nicely to Collins to retire Gehrig. Bill Lee has allowed the Yankees four hits thus far in the ball game, having struck out two of them and allowed no bases on balls. Ruffing has allowed the Cubs three hits, one in the first, none in the second, and two in the third, to no avail, and has got two men, allowing no bases on balls. And now as we go into the first half of the fourth inning, with the Yankees leading the Cubs 3-0, your play-by-play commentator is Bill Dyer of station WCAU in Philadelphia.
Thanks a lot, Mel. And the first batter coming up for the Chicago Cubs will be Joe Marty. And Joe has had six hits out of nine times at the plate in this series. And if he had been playing in the first game, he might have had a chance of breaking Bruce's record for the best average in a series, but now it wouldn't be official anyway because he didn't play in that first game. Joe's up there on the right side. Red Ruffing is out on the mound, and we're just about set to go. Red gets his signal from Bill Dickey. Starts the motion, moves the arm around. Here's the pitch. And it's a fly ball going out into deep center field. It's very deep. But turning out there, it's being caught. Boy, for a moment, it looked like that was going to go back in the stands. But Tommy Henrich went back near the wall, approximately 370 feet from home plate, and caught that fly ball for the out. A long, towering fly by Joe Marty, caught by Tommy Henrich in right center field. Brings up the plate, Frank Demery, another right-hand batter. Ruffing gets his signal, starts his motion. Here's the pitch, and a ball a little bit low. One ball and no strikes, the count. One and none. Frankie keeps that bat moving. Ruffing looks him over, starts his motion. Here's the pitch, and a ball outside. Two balls and no strikes. Two and none, the count. One down. Red Ruffing comes up with the arm, brings that And here's the pitch. And it's high, very high for ball three. Three and none. Frank Demery at the plate. Red Ruffing gets his signal, starts his windup. Here she is. Strike this time. He put it right down the middle. Frankie got to go by. Three balls and a strike. One away. Three and one. Here's the next pitch. And this time it's way outside for ball four. Ball four, and Frank Demery gets a walk. That brings to the plate Ken O'Day, who has replaced manager Gabby Hartnett in the lineup as catcher for the Cubs. Gabby decided he wasn't hitting, and so is giving Ken a chance today. Ken's a left-hand batter. Man on first. There's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ball too low. One ball and no strikes. One away. Frank Demery on first base. Ruffing out on the mound, getting set again. Leans forward, throws the weight down on that left foot. Here's the pitch. A little bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two and none, one away. The overcast skies today make a fastball a pretty effective pitch. Two balls and no strikes, one away. Ken O'Day up the plate. There's the stretch. He's ready again. The arm back. Here it is. Strike. Ball right down across the knees. One strike and two balls. One away. Red Ruffing gets his signal again. Leans forward. Emery takes his lead. There's the stretch. The arm around. Here it is. Ball outside. Three and one. Three balls and one strike. One down. And moves in there again. Ruffing still has the glove off. Now he's set. Leaning forward. Gets his signal from Bill Dickey. There's the stretch. And here she comes. Ball inside, ball four, and he walks. The second walk in a row given out by Red Ruffing. This one went to Ken O'Day, sends Frank Demery down to second. Demery had also a walk. Men on first and second, and Red Ruffing is wild. Brings up to the plate Ripper Collins. And the Ripper has had two hits out of 12 times at the plate. Lou Gehrig came over, said something to Red Ruffing, went back to his position at first. We're set now. Demery on second, Ken O'Day on first, and Rip Collins at the plate. First half of fourth, Yanks leading 3-0. There's Ruffing in the stretch. Here it is. And Ripper swings for strike one. He took an all-the-way-around swing, ended up facing toward the Cub dugout. One strike, no balls, one away. Ready again. The arm in motion. He draws back. Here she is. Ball way outside. One ball and one strike. One and one. One away. Ruffing takes his time. Doubles the ball for a moment. Leans forward. There's the stretch. Here it is. And Ripper fouls one back to the screen. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball on Rip Collins. One away. Rip's a switch hitter. But he's batting left, of course, against Ruffing, who is a right-hander. One down. Demery takes his lead off second. Ken O'Day staying right on first. Ruffing's working very slowly now. Massaging another new ball. Now he's ready to go. Getting his signal from Bill Dickey. Leans forward. He's in the wind. Here's a pitch. And he struck him out. Rip Collins bit on a very high inside fastball. The high hard one. Inside, and Rip swung, missed it. That brings up Bill Jurgis. Bill's had one hit in the series out of 10 times up. Two away now, two men on. First half of the fourth. Jurgis bats on the right side. Ruffing goes in the stretch. Here it is. Ball high. One ball and no strikes. One and none the count. Manager Gabby Hartnett is standing down on the
very end of the dugout, watching everything very intently. One ball, no strikes, two away. On the batter, Bill Jurgis. Roughing set again. There's a stretch. Here it is. And he hits a ground ball going down a deep short. There's a thrower by Crossetti to Gordon, and the ball is dropped at second. Here comes a run across the plate. The ball is finally recovered. Demery scored. Ken O'Day went into third base, and Jurgis is on first. It was a ground ball hit that time by Bill Jurgis down the deep short. Crossetti picked it up, threw the ball fast down to Gordon, trying for the fourth play, and the ball was dropped. I believe the error will go to Gordon, although we're going to check officially because Crossetti's throw was not the finest that time. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. Augie Galland is going to pinch hit. Augie Galland, another switch hitter who will bat left, is coming in to pinch hit for Bill Lee. Now the picture at the moment, one run across, man on third, a man on first, will score now. Yankees 3 and the Cubs 1. Yankees 3 and the Cubs 1. The error on that last play went to Gordon. Here's the pitch, and Galland swings, strike one. One strike and no balls to count. If you're keeping score, charge that error to Joe Gordon, dropping the throw from Frankie Crossetti on the last play. Two away. There's the stretch. The arm comes around. Here it is. And a ball outside. One and one. Two away. O'Day on third. Jurgis on first. Augie Galland pinch hitting for Bill Lee. We can't see who's warming up in the Cubs bullpen because it's way around the corner. There's the stretch. Here it is. And he swung for strike two. He's putting everything in those swings. Two strikes, one ball, two away. Two strikes and a ball, two down. O'Day has his lead off third. Ruffing takes his time. Goes in the stretch. Brings the arm around. Here it is. And he struck him out. Another inside high fastball. And Augie Galland, pinch hitting for Bill Lee, struck out to end the Cubs' half of the fourth. And the totals in that half of the inning show for the Cubs, one run on no hits, one error.
Manager Gabby Hartnett was forced to make a tough decision in that inning. With his team behind 3-1 and the tying runs on the bases, it was Bill Lee's turn to bat. And, of course, Bill being a weak hitter, Gabby had to take a chance in sending in a pinch hitter who might have a better chance of coming through with a safe blow and perhaps tying up this ball game. At the same time, it meant that he had to take T, one of his best moundsmen, out of the box this early in the ball game. So we'll have a new pitcher. Don't know just who it is as yet. We'll check on it officially. And as we go into the last half of the fourth inning, the Yanks are leading the Cubs 3-1. The Cubs, incidentally, gave the Yanks a dose of their own medicine, so to speak, in that inning when they took advantage of some of the breaks of the ball game, breaks which they've had too few of in their favor throughout the series. Ruffing lost his control temporarily, walking two men, the only two he's walked in the ball game, and then Jurgis came up to plate, hit a grounder to Crossetti, who threw to Gordon, attempting to force O'Day at that base. But Gordon dropped the ball, it rolled away from him, and Demery, who was on second, continued, rounding third, came on home with the Cubs' run.
All right, old Charlie Root is going out there on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Charlie, the veteran, many a year's campaign with the Cubs, has been in three World Series, but has been practically unsuccessful as far as victories are concerned, hasn't been effective in World Series competition. You'll remember it was Charlie Root who who happened to be the unfortunate gentleman back there in Philadelphia. Cubs in the last inning. Pitcher's motion. Off the ball. Can't reach it down in the lower stand, just to the right of home plate for strike one. Two balls and a strike. O'Day puts his harness back on. Bill Dickey talks to Ken for a moment. Dickey's had 5 hits out of 12 times up during the series. Charlie Root starts his motion. Here it is. And it's a long fly ball, very high, out into center. Marty's coming in. And Joe Marty makes the catch in right center field for the Chicago Cubs of Dickey's towering fly. One down brings up Merrill Hood. Merrill's been up twice in the series. Hasn't had a hit. Got on base on an error in this game. Charlie Root looks him over. Gets set, starts his motion. Here it is. And a ball high and outside. One ball and no strike. One down. Just below the stands. He turned and caught it for the final out. And past half of the fourth inning for the New York runs and no errors.
Charlie Root, who relieved Bill Lee for the cut inning, is a 39-year-old veteran of the big leagues. He's been pitching Major League ball for 14 years. And incidentally, it was Charlie Root who hurled the Cubs into the National League Championship this year. He won the second game of a doubleheader against the Cardinals on next to the last day of the season, 10-3, allowing only 2 scratch hits in the last 6 innings of that ball game. Now we're going to pause momentarily for station identification. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Back again at Yankee Stadium, getting ready to go into the first half of the fifth inning with the Yankees leading the Cubs 3-1.
Stan Hack comes to plate. Stan's had 2 hits in this ball game out of 2 appearances. He's had 8 hits in the series. Here's the pitch. That hits the ball out into